In January 2017, a Fitzroy Valley family was shattered when their house burned down at the Barraga community. After the fire, Claude Carter and partner Andrea Pindan and their family had to live in a tin shed while they wondered how on earth they would ever rebuild. Help came from an unexpected quarter, and with it, the chance to design and build their own home by hand. The Foundation for Indigenous Sustainable Health, nicknamed FISH, has been integral in getting the family and members of the wider Fitzroy Valley involved. They've built an adobe-style home from earth-filled bags, reused materials, fitted it out using sustainable principles, and even planted a food orchard. Foundation architect Hara Romero and project manager Christian Rodd say construction is on the home straight.
We're tantalisingly close. We've all been working on it for a long time now. The realities of Kimberley life with wet seasons and some of the other unknowns that happen up here. We've had a few stop starts, but the community's extremely excited to be so close to finishing and moving into their house, and we're excited too.
What stage of the build are you now at?
So all of the structure is up, the roof is on, the walls are rendered, the kitchen's in. Basically, we just need to put the bathroom in, the drywalls and tiling, paint the ceilings, and put the final layer of flooring in.
Hara, what has it been like seeing a design on paper or on a computer come to life?
Well, I think that's the most interesting part of it, that it's not people from the outside coming and doing the work, but it's a community project where every member of the family have put their time and their sweat into it. And as you see the house growing, you also see the people growing and learning and coming together into a team. So, yeah, I think that's one of the most special parts of the project. People who know the family can really see the development and how they have become proud of what they are doing. And they've learned a lot through all the process. And we have learned a lot too.
How has the design, and even the design during the build, reflected the Kimberley environment and the need of what the family wants?
We started the design by sitting down with the family and playing with the 2D models and 3D models and reflecting about how do they use the space and what is more important for them. So all those needs and all those cultural values were there from the beginning. And then we tried to include a lot of natural building and bioclimatic design into it, so you would not need to use that much electricity to maintain it. So, for example, we have a double roof to avoid the heat going into the house, so then you don't have to spend the electricity to take it out of the house again. And the walls are really thick, we have double glaze, we have an outdoor kitchen, so all those elements were really thought like that from the beginning, and that's why we spent like 6 months at the beginning working together with the family to get to all those points of the design.
Christian, what skills have different people gained through this long building process?
So you can imagine that building a house from start to finish, there's a lot of tremendously useful practical skills that people are learning, and our working team has a whole range of different levels of experience that they're coming to the project with. So, as well as your practical building stuff, your wall buildings and your carpentry and all that sort of thing, we've woven in basic numeracy and literacy into the project, and for some of them it's things like measurement, and very importantly for a lot of the other guys. Because they're quite, they're young men in their late teens or whatever, it might be the first experience they've ever had with working. So just basic things like developing teamwork and developing routine has been really important to them. And we've seen a lot of growth in all of our members.
Do you think that this concept is transplantable to other places?
Oh, totally. the purpose of this project has been, it's a pilot project through which we're developing a prototype. And the whole idea through FISH is to expand the prototype and really scale this up throughout remote Australia. And we're also, as well as the house component, we're also working a very strong educational component into the project, and also a justice focus. So on the education side, for example, we're working with the local high school, the Fitzroy Valley District High, and that partnership started actually because some of the teachers from the school came to us sort of midway through the project and said, "Oh, we've noticed that some of the guys that are working on your project, when they come back to school, their behaviour has completely turned around, and their engagement with school has really increased. They're more focused. They're more mature. Whatever you guys are doing out there, just keep doing it, please." So
what great feedback!
Yeah. So as a result of that, we've partnered with the school, and we have a credit recognition arrangement for our participants. And we've also got woven the project in as part of the school's big picture program. So students from time to time will come out as a big group activity. So that's been great. We've also been working with the Department of Justice and some of the local courts in the area, as well as the Aboriginal Legal Services, because the courts are often looking for sort of troubled youths and people that are getting tangled up with the justice system. They're looking for an alternative activity for some of these people. So just the house building project alone, we've managed to keep several young people out of prison, and that's a great result for us.
Hara, with your architect's eye, what's the most beautiful part of this design?
Well, I really like the round windows in the toilet and shower that are there because they represent the water holes. So Claude and Andrea, they are both recognized artists, and they always represent their water holes or circles in their paintings. So they wanted that symbol to be also in their house.
Yeah, I would say for me, it's just the curvature of the walls and the smoothness of it. Everybody who comes to visit the house, and this is almost always the case with earth construction, when they step into the house, the first thing they notice is how cool and comfortable it is. But the first thing they'll do is they'll always put their hand on the walls and touch them, because it's just got a very welcoming feel. And earth houses naturally have that effect on you. You just want to touch them and you just want to be inside.
Foundation for Indigenous Sustainable Health, nicknamed FISH, project manager Christian Rodd, and also foundation architect Hara Romero. And they're getting so close to the finish line in helping build the home at the Baraga community for Claude and Andrea and their family. So many people have been involved in rebuilding a house out of the ashes. The FISH project won a United Nations Human Rights Award for Western Australia late last year.